From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. A Russian journalist and Kremlin critic, Arkady Babchenko, dramatically appeared alive in the middle of a briefing about his assassination. He said the operation was 2 months in the planning, but he was only made aware of the operation to fake his death 1 month ago. He saw how investigators work and how they dug things up like, as he put it, buffaloes. He said he was in constant contact with investigators as they thought things through and worked out the details. Babchenko said one person had been detained. China vowed it will fight back if the United States goes through with plans to impose huge tariffs on Chinese goods, Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying.
When it comes to international relations, each time a country does an about-face and contradicts itself, it's another blow to and a squandering of its reputation. The related statement by the United States ran counter to the consensus the two countries had reached during recent talks in Washington. We urge the United States to keep its promise and meet China halfway in the spirit of the joint statement.
A Trump administration statement Tuesday said it planned to impose 25% tariffs on $50 billion of Chinese goods that contain industrially significant technology. A flare-up of violence along the Israel-Gaza border subsided Wednesday, as Palestinian officials said an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire had been reached with Israel. Israeli officials did not confirm an agreement, but said if mortar and rocket fire from militants in Gaza stopped, then Israel would halt its response attacks. Overnight, the Israeli military said it had carried out fresh airstrikes against Hamas targets, while the Iron Dome defense missile system intercepted projectiles fired toward areas bordering the Palestinian enclave. This is VOA News. An Afghan policeman is dead after an attack Wednesday on the headquarters of the Interior Ministry in the city of Kabul. VOA's Martin Sekris has the details.
The attack began when a car bomb detonated at the security checkpoint outside the ministry's compound. A group of armed attackers then stormed through the gate and made their way onto the huge grounds of the compound, where they were met by security forces who repelled the attack. The Interior Ministry spokesman says 5 people were wounded in the attack. No one has claimed responsibility. Martin Sekrest, VOA News.
U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is set to meet with North Korea's Kim Jong-chol in New York. AP correspondent Chris Bodine reports a key sticking point has been the North's denuclearization.
The hope for outcome will be that they will be able to get this meeting back on track. As we recall, President Donald Trump called off the summit last week, saying that he didn't think it would produce the result that he wanted, which is denuclearization in North Korea.
Kim Jong-chol is the highest-ranking North Korean official to visit the U.S. in nearly 2 decades. U.S. and Europe trade chiefs are meeting ahead of a key steel and aluminum tariffs deadline. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has that story.
European trade representatives are holding key meetings with American commerce and trade chiefs before a final decision comes on threatened steel and aluminium tariffs. The administration is also investigating possible limits on foreign cars in the name of U.S. national security, while the European Union is seeking exemptions on the steel tariffs and has threatened retaliatory moves. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Belgian prosecutors said Wednesday that the shooting in Liège may have been inspired by Islamic State militants. Federal prosecutor Eric van Sersipt.
These first elements have to be understood as the modus operandi regularly shown on the internet by IS in their video messages, suggesting to attack the police with a knife and rob them from their service weapons. Also the fact that the perpetrator shouted different times Allahu Akbar, and finally the information furnished by the Federal Police of Liège and the State Security Service, according to which the perpetrator was in touch with radicalized persons.
Benjamin Herman was a 31-year-old Belgian drug dealer who had been in jail for years. The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions on 6 Iranians and 3 Iran-based entities, including Tehran's Evin prison. The sanctions announced by the U.S. Treasury on its website also targeted the group Ansar-e-Hezbollah and the Hanista programming group. For additional stories, visit our website. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.